my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, greeting you from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Yes, I'm actually going to be traveling overland into Haiti in about, I think we're taking off in about 5 hours. And not really able to sleep because my sleep's all, well, I guess I'm a bit tired, but I did want to try to put together and just sit down and lay down and talk to you for a little bit before I head out soon, because I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to, I don't even know when I'm going to get a chance to upload this. But yeah, I've been bouncing around the world a little bit. I wanted to try to do one in England too, but didn't have much time there either. So one more round of this kind of work. God's opened a door and made it clear that he wanted me to go through it to spend some time in Haiti. And you know, I think the thing that is important is you know, people say that they, oh yes, you know, I follow Jesus, and but where will you follow him? And you know, I think anyone that's going to follow him, he's going to test that, and he's going to see where will you follow him to and through. You know, there was that teaching we did some time back about Psalm 24, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, and for thou art with me. And you know, the whole thing about walking through that is that, you know, the reason that you're walking through that is because you're following him. He's the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when you're following him and you're being led by him, he's going to take you to and through. And, you know, I think something that is important is that he wants to take you through in advance of you being forced to go through later down the line. Let me clarify that a bit. If you go through with him and he's leading you, he leads his sheep. Otherwise, down the line, you will be driven like cattle, like the whole purpose-driven thing that they do. But you want to be led by him. And what he does is he will lead you into and through difficult, trying, testing circumstances that will cause you to strengthen your faith, cause you to trust, cause you to really look to him to take you through those experiences and come to the other side of them. And you know, in each and every one of them, he's glorified when you walk with him. But if you fail to go when he says go, and you stay where he didn't want you to stay, you do a disservice to yourself, to your own walk, and in your own way, you stop where God would have had you to keep going. And he's kept moving and you haven't. So it's a danger. It's really a danger for so many people, because, you know, there's that little subtle fear creeps in. You know, oh gosh, fear is a terrible, terrible, terrible motivator for people. The things that it just paralyzes, you know, I mean, even this time, for me, you know, going into Haiti, this is a personal thing now. This is not something I'm advocating for anybody else, but on a personal level, I really would much rather, as much as possible, keep my body and the things that I put inside of it, you know, I'd like to really, you know, not put a bunch of junk in there. And so, you know, with this right now, me going in there, you know, there's all kinds of vaccines and shots and pills and all kinds of things that people have been pushing for me to take. And you know, in the middle of the pushing for me to take these, all of that is laced with fear. for, you know, the reason that you would, or the reason that, you know, I would. And just being, and at least it wasn't just the way that things were being presented to me. And you know, if you do something, whatever you do, whether you take a shot or you don't take a shot, or you do this or you don't do that, don't do things out of fear. And do things out of your connection with the Father, and don't rationalize it later. I think fear is something that really, it's a paralyzer to your ability to trust in God, because when fear grips you, you don't think anymore. Your thoughts are on self-preservation. Your thoughts are on how do I protect me, my, and this short little life I've got here. And you know, I don't want to flip that to the other side of being foolhardy either. You know, and when God's telling you to do something, having made your own form of religious practice, whereby, you know, now He can't instruct you on something else because you're so worked into another line of thinking. But I'm just saying that when you act, work to act in step with Him and not out of fear or emotion or self-preservation or all these things that people allow to influence their choice, their decision, the way that they go. Yeah. So, you know, I'm doing what I can to trust and see, you know, and I want to walk with Him, and I want to see what that is and how that ends up manifesting. And, cause you know, the other thing too is there's so many things that, you know, if it were not for God, we would be undone now, you know, in a moment we would be finished. And you have to trust and follow Him, and believe that He will take care, watch over, and provide for His people. Barbara, thank you very, very much for the package. It came to England 4 hours before I was not going to be able to get a chance to pick it up. So, super, thank you. Barbara sent me some super stuff. If you guys haven't checked out Cornerstone, there's a link on the homepage on faithmix.com down at the bottom. Books and super, super natural types of ways just to reinforce your immune system and your health. So check out Cornerstone. We love Barbara here at Faith Mix. Other things I've been thinking about with even me coming over this side. You know, I when I left Sri Lanka this last time, you know, there, in some ways, you know, there were so many responsibilities that I, you know, that you could say, oh yeah, I would maybe potentially have those in that place. It would be my duty to stay there as such. But the thing is that when God moves us out, He then moves in and speaks to the minds and the hearts and the people that are looking to Him. And if sometimes what ends up happening is we stand in the way of God, maybe not on purpose, but even out of our best intention, we allow that to happen. And God's got to move us out of the way sometimes so that people will, in fact, look to Him, the author and the finisher of their faith. You know, because when you have somebody that that you've looked to for certain instruction or help or assistance, or you trust the way the Spirit of God moves in that person, it's a very tempting possibility to look to that person and then not to look to God, because that person becomes a real-time intermediary for you. And it's more concrete and something you can get a wrap around. Whereas when you have to go to the Father for yourself. You're completely naked, bare. You can't hide anything. And it's just right there. And He sees you completely, knows everything about you. And it's but I think we come to that place where it doesn't matter. Whether you just want Him, you just want to walk with Him, you don't mind what it takes. You will go anywhere, you will do anything, just as long as you get to be with Him. And I see that change, transformation taking place in my own heart, in my own life, where it's becoming something for me where that is it. There's nothing else. There is nothing else except for Him. And where else will we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. I do miss friends and family and loved ones all over the world, of course. We care about each other. We really do. But also, I meet new ones along the way. We get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new brothers and sisters all the time when we're walking with Him, because you will meet them, meet people that you never knew that you knew. Does that make sense? You'll meet people that you never knew that you knew when you get out and you follow and trust God. And it was super to see Juan and Iris. Just love them. Absolutely awesome ministers of the gospel and people that walk with Him. Very, very strong prophetic gifts. It's been 8 years since I saw them last. Doesn't feel like it was 2 days. But that's one thing that happens too. When we walk with God, it's timeless. The nature of our life, our relationships, it becomes eternal. The only thing that may be going a little bit is just your bodies, but the spirits live on and get deeper and stronger as we continue to walk. So, yeah. So anyways, for those of you that know how to pray, and that should be, and is all of you, I do ask that you would keep me in prayer while I'm in Haiti. I don't know how often these broadcasts will be able to go out while I'm there, but just pray for just incredible strategic direction that God would give for the work and the projects that we're going to be involved with, that pray that God would keep me in really good health, give good direction for what to do, how to do everything there, and also just to stay on track health-wise. Just pray for the team. There's a lot of people that are over there that are also working to really make an impact as much as possible. And it's a time of change for that nation as well, and we are part of that in a positive way. So, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Keep me in prayer. And drop an email too at faithmix@gmail.com. Drop us an email. Let us know how you're doing. And we love you. And I'll probably try to do something while I'm in Haiti. I don't know what kind of bandwidth or if I even have a connection there, but I'll do what I can. And God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.